Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, joining us. We're talking policy with Michael in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. Policy discussions, a big part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association annual convention, as well as cattle producers who got together and were a part of the Reno NCBA summer business meeting. Michael Kelsey, executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says as far as policy is concerned at the state level, regional level, it's all about the dry conditions that we're facing right now.
In July at our convention, top of mind was the drought. Clearly was the drought, and that was the discussion. So our policy's pretty good there, and or is at least reaffirmed by our members. Interestingly, what from a policy perspective, what was top of mind by far and away were the two forums, the congressional district, second congressional district, and then the U.S. Senate, and then all the other elections surrounding that. We've got the runoffs coming up, and then of course the general coming in November. Governor's not in a runoff, but it is coming up in November, and et cetera. And so that was a lot of the discussion on, you know, who's going to win? Where are they at? Who are the front leaders? And then where are they on issues that are important to OCA? And kind of refining our game plan to communicate with those that have been elected. I mean, we already have quite a few of the state legislators who finished their race because they only had a primary, or they only had a primary and a runoff. They had no general election. So we've set a lot of those. Okay, let's go out, meet them, the new ones, et cetera, and so forth. So that would be how I would describe the majority of the OCA policy discussion, again, heavily influenced by the drought and what we can do, what we can't do in regard to the drought.
2021, it was all about marijuana.
That's right.
I mean, just insane how much discussion was going on at your meeting regarding medical marijuana and the grow houses side of things. Are you pretty pleased at what's happening as far as coming out of the legislative session of 2022?
Very pleased. Very pleased. Did we get everything we wanted and everything we needed? No. I think anybody, we all agree on that. But boy, howdy, the legislature really, and the governor's office really did a great job this past session on some really key important things. We saw one of the fruits of that labor here just recently when OMMA announced a prohibition on any new, a moratorium on any new grow licenses until they get their hands around the intense number of grow licenses that they already have. And so that was a result of the legislative session. Normally we hate moratoriums. We just don't like to govern that way. But in this case, we needed that because we needed to give OMMA an opportunity to catch up. And so that's good. The signage language, the permitting language, the funding for inspectors, et cetera. We did, I'm using that term in Oklahoma, did a lot of good in this past legislative session. It was still talked a bit quite a bit at OCA, but at our convention, but it was more in an appreciation of what we've got. Let's keep pushing the ball down the road, keep refining those things as we learn, but from an overall policy perspective, we're in good shape. Now, the final thing I'll mention that is State Question 820, the recreational question. Signatures have been turned in. We're watching very close is if those signatures are going to be validated, which we would anticipate they would. They collected so many above the needed threshold. Then when will that be assigned? Excuse me, what ballot will that be assigned on? And I would imagine, based on our policy, we're going to come out hard against that and be part of the coalition to try to defeat that state question.
And this is one of those, in other words, there's been a lot of talk about constitutional amendment, but this is just state law.
That's right. Right, right. So that's very important. Thank you for bringing that up, Ron. So state question 820 would only be state statute. So it is not constitutional. That's very important. And the one thing we need to recognize, but not rest on that, we still need to get out and should it come up for a vote, still get out and defeat it. But should it pass, at least it's only in statute. So the legislature can come in and modify it as needed. But boy, we just don't even want it on the books to begin with.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OGI is at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. And if you like Double Stop CL Plus, you'll really like its successor, Strat CL Plus. Strat CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier with higher yield potential. Strat CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strat CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Check out okgenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.